Tefillah for Life, Shir 321, Tuesday, Parshas Nitzavim. We are explaining the concept that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is called Kudsha Brichu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And specifically in Kaddish, when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we refer to him by this name. And we explain that this contradiction is the essence of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then on one hand, he's Kudsha, but on the other hand, he is Brichu. And this is such an important concept that is really the essence of a human being. When the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created a human being, he created him with the same contradiction. The neshama of the human being is the highest form of ruchnius that exists in this world, much greater than the malachim. The physicality, the guf of the human being, is the lowest in this world. It's made out of afar, it's made out of dirt. The lowest creation, so to speak, in this world. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam made a shidduch between the neshama and the guf. And that represents the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That on one hand, the neshama is Kaddish, the neshama is special, the neshama is unique. But on the other hand, the purpose of the neshama is to come down here and be able to relate to the physicality of this world and still say Kaddish and still stay with its Kedusha that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave to it. That's the purpose of the neshama. That's why we're here, to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like Hashem is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he personifies this seemingly contradictory existence of on one hand HaKadosh and on the other hand Baruch Hu, that is the Tzelem Elohim, that is the essence of a human being. And that's why a human being has animalistic instincts. And sometimes a person can feel guilty for his instincts that he has. How could him with such a special neshama go so low with such feelings, with such yetzaharas? How is it possible? And the answer is, that's why you're here. Because that's the Tzelem Elohim that's inside of you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, of course, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any animalistic instincts, Chas V'Shalom. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the demonstration of being HaKadosh, but still being engaged. And when we are able to live down here and demonstrate that same concept, we are at Tzelem Elohim. When a person is Me'urav Bein Abriyas, when a person acts properly and he's able to balance his Bein Adam L'Makim, him between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Kaddish part of him, and the Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, which is the Baruch Hu part of him, such a person is Zoyche to bring Kvayt Shemayim. Because that's the essence of Kvayt Shemayim. Tzelem Elohim, demonstrating HaKadosh on one hand and Baruch Hu on the other.